Okay.
So then came the real fun. The food did suck. Booze were the booze. And we had a couple of drinks there, and then it was off to – and everybody left. The morning show, you know, they got to get up at 3 in the morning out here. So they left, and Bob and Dan, they always leave, so they took off. So that left me and Mike and Donovan and Kat, who was still out here, and Kid from Kid and Play.
Yeah.
And we decided that we wanted to go somewhere near our hotel so we would not have to drive anywhere.
Right.
Which turned out to be a very smart idea.
Oh, it turned out to be an extremely good idea. Maybe the best we've had out here.
And I saw this. The only reason I knew this bar was there by the hotel because Sunday night when I got in after missing my flight, there was no place open to eat except for Burger King. So I had to go eat dinner at Burger King, and I looked behind Burger King, and there was this bar that just said cocktails. I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. There are like two cars up there. So we decided that that would be our place for the evening. And
now, did you stick your head in there?
No. I had no idea what to expect.
The name of the place is Dave's, oddly enough.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's Dave's.
Okay. So you walk in there, and it's just a generic bar, you know?
Yeah, just a generic dive bar.
So, on the way over there, though, was really interesting because we're in the car. There are five of us in the car that I rented, and that car is built for really two people, and that's why I got it for Mike and I. It's a small car, and so all five of us were crammed in there, and there's Mike in the middle, as Kid said, riding bitch. Kid's in the back. Donovan's in the back. And
there I am in the middle.
And Kat and I are up front. And the conversation started to get so funny that I turned to Kat and was like, dude, record this. You've got to record this. Because Kid, he was so amped up, on fire, going 100 miles an hour. It was insane. There is no mute on him.
That guy is hilarious. And he's got the best voice.
This was my first real first exposure period to him, really.
Yeah.
Because I never watched the show. I've never heard any of their tunes or anything like that. I just know the name, and that's it. This is the first time I've ever been around him. And God almighty.
A million miles an hour. There's no way else to describe it.
Yeah, there is no off switch.
No. Now, he got recognized at the media party a bunch, and people were walking up to him, and chicks all wanted their pictures with him and stuff like that. And I mean, he is a very well-known commodity.
Commodity.
And so we leave, and he is already, nine sheets to the wind.
I'll say.
Yeah, to say the least.
And to be honest with you, our night hadn't really even got started.
Oh, no. I mean,
we'd had a couple of drinks,
a couple
of beers,
cocktails,
and
that was it.
Yeah. But he was already, well, I'll tell you how drunk he was. He did not remember going to the bar. He goes, did we go somewhere else after that media party? It's like, yeah, for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
He has zero recollection.
Of course, he was actually around and conscious for maybe one of those.
Yeah. So, in the car, I would like to play you some audio. And this is right around the time that we decided that it would be smart to start rolling on all this. So this is all of us in the car.
Yo.
There's just one thing to say about that, and that is ticket stock.
But it says a lot about the black man.
What does it say?
What? Man, that was the worst shit.
Where we men love. Are you calling me?
Look, I gotta tell you right now the problem with the black guy.
You come out the problem. Hey, the problem with the black guy.
Too many.
Corby steps out.
Yeah. Too many songs about let's make love and all that horse. Who wants to make love?
Wait, what black guy said? Let's make love.
Nobody wants to can do that.
You gotta get your impressions right.
No, there's none of that. Nobody wants to do that.
What do they want to do?
Let's make love. No. You just want to fucking hammer it home. That's it.
What?
Yes. What? Still why, making love.
Why doesn't the country guy do that to him? I want to hammer it home. I want to put her head through the bed. Head for it.
Well, yeah. Whoa. Exactly.
I want to hammer it home. Maybe I'd give her some damn brain damage. She can stop nagging about the damn kids and the money on damn damage.
That guy,
dude, you played the best one first.
Oh, I thought you said play them in order.
No, play them in the order that I gave you.
Oh, these loaded differently. Okay, all right. Well, whatever the case, it doesn't matter. All it's right. It was just everything turned into a song.
Yeah, there was a lot of singing going on.
Everything was a song. He would just start talking and then just bust into song.
I've been wrestling with you.
That was him last night. He was Camp Out Corby. There is no separation there whatsoever. So here is our conversation on the noted thong song artist Cisco.
Trying to.
And boy, nobody will bust into song if another guy is singing more than Donovan.
No doubt.
He loves to sing, and he's got a really good voice.
We'll holla.
I'm with you, dog. That guy's so gay.
Baby.
No, he's not. Well, you know what? Kid, he's had multiple in his mouth.
All right, look.
At once.
All right, what else? All right, what I will say is there's been a multiplicity of things in his mouth.
A multiplicity of things in his mouth.
There's been a multiplicity of things in his mouth. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? He's not just gay. I don't even know. I gotta convince myself.
And man, the vaporizer is just, he is cooking that thing. He must have taken 50 rips off that vape.
And it was this way all the way back.
How fun.
I mean, just, it's like you get to the point to where you just want to turn to him and say, look, just give me 30 seconds, okay?
No, there is no 30 seconds.
No, there is no 30 seconds.
It's the beauty of him. So let's come back. We're not near done with the stories, and we have a little bit more audio, too, of what a really fun night almost turned into an effing disaster.
All right, so we are reviewing the events of last night. And let's see, where did we leave off?
We left off, basically, we got to the bar.
Yeah, okay. So we leave the media party. You heard some of the ensuing hilarity and the nonstop shtick of Kid, who has no regulator whatsoever in the car. And we roll up to Dave's, which is near the hotel.
Hey, Dave.
Now, just picture your basic standard dive bar that might be in any remote part of town or maybe an outlying outpost or some such. Big, got a couple pool tables in there. Big bar, jukebox, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Standard fare.
Sure. So we get there, and again, it's me and you, Michael, and Jeff Catlin, and Donovan, and Kid from Kid and Play. And so Kid is just beyond hammered, but he's having a blast, and we're telling stories, and he corners me for about 20 minutes trying to convince me that the Denzel Washington movie, the Equalizer, is the greatest movie ever made. I mean, the amount of times he says, dude, yeah, I'm not kidding you.
I remember this. I was on the outskirts of this conversation.
Yeah, he loves the Equalizer.
And I remember hearing this, and boy,
diarrhea.
You would have none
equalizer.
Of it. You flat out would have. I've rarely seen you more dismissive of anybody than this.
I was just like, man, come on. It can't be that great. So about that time, and there's only about, I don't know, maybe 10 other people in that bar on a Tuesday evening at 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night. And, but there were people. We were, just imagine us sitting. It's a circular bar in the middle of the actual room itself. And so the bartender's in the middle of the circle, all the booze are in there, and then there are seating all around it. So we're on one side of it, and then there are two guys directly across from us.
Right.
That are 10 feet away. And so as we're talking, and kids sitting next to me, they start looking at their phones, and they keep looking at their phones and looking up at him. And then one's pointing to a picture on the other one's phone, and then they look up at Kid. And you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out
sure.
if it's Kid.
Right.
And I'm watching the whole thing take place, and one of them's like kind of shaking his head going, I don't think so, man.
What would he be doing here?
Exactly. In basically Glendale.
Yeah.
This little dirty suburb. And so the one guy points at another picture. He's like, I think that's him. And then they look at me, and I nod. I go, it's him. And they freaked out. They come running over there. The bartenders come over there. Everybody finds out it's him. You get a sense of how big this guy is.
Yeah, you do. You do.
A tiny little bar with people that are 30 years younger than him, know exactly who he is, and are freaked out that he's there.
I mean, you see that, and you saw the way people acted toward him at the media party and everything, and I'm going, wow, this guy, this must have been everything they say it was.
I don't know how to stress it to you enough. He was a true pop culture icon. Huge. Huge.
I believe it now.
Yeah. So these guys come over, and we're all hanging out with them now, and they were really nice guys. Turned out one of them owned the restaurant, the Mexican food restaurant next door, and really nice guy. So he told us everything about his family's restaurant. And but as the night goes on, tequila shots start, because that's what Kid wants to drink. And I'm like, I'd had a tequila shot and since the 90s at the Barley House. I'll knock back a couple of tequila shots. Sure, why not? And three roll my way.
Three?
Yeah. And, man, there's a reason that I don't do tequila shots anymore.
They didn't have a tequila I asked for.
Did they have the tequila you asked for?
When was the last time you knocked back some good old shots of tequila?
I've done a few here and there, but see, I only do one, usually.
Yeah.
And I did two, and that was on top of a couple of vodka crans at the media party, and a couple of mules.
Yeah.
Just wait until you taste it.
So, tequila shots were about the last thing I needed.
Yeah. And it's getting kind of...
I got a feeling we're about to hear.
Yeah, it's getting kind of fuzzy, but Kid keeps drinking. He keeps hitting the vape. I mean, it is just full throttle. And there comes a point where he... at 100 miles an hour, he goes from 100 miles an hour to zero, where his body shut down.
Yeah. I mean, all of a sudden, you don't hear anything from him.
No.
And now, you might have caught on to this before me. It took me a little while to realize what was going on, that he had stopped, he'd shut up. And I looked down toward where he was, and he was just sort of standing there and just kind of bobbing back and forth a little bit, you know, like he was in some sort of daze. And
right.
I just went, uh-oh.
Yeah, he officially hit his limit.
Yeah.
And so we kind of stood him up against the wall almost, or put him in a high back chair.
Yeah, we walked him over and put him in a high back chair.
And then we continue. We're like, all right, he'll be fine over there. And then we're talking to all these locals, you know, and still having a couple of beers and whatever, and all of a sudden, man, Danny, this was scarier than crap.
Okay.
We heard a thud like you wouldn't believe. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, okay.
I saw it. I happened to look over that way right as it happened, and it was the most hardcore head-first faceplant you can imagine. Boom! I mean, just he and chair came tumbling down.
God.
With no resistance.
No, with no resistance. In fact, I was worried, you know, when I saw what was about to happen, and I thought, oh, no, he's going to hit the pool table with his face.
Yes, face first into the side of the pool table.
Yeah.
And he somehow missed it and went, he must have missed it by an inch, and he went down under the pool table. And then we were like, all right, let's shut this party down.
Time to go.
Time to get out of here.
Yeah, this man needs a bed, and he needs one fast. Well, the problem was is that Kid, his hotel was not our hotel, and our hotel is a 20-minute drive into downtown. He's staying downtown. We went to this bar so we didn't have to drive.
Right.
So we could just walk basically back to our hotel because we didn't want to be driving around the city, you know, after a bunch of drinks. Well, Donovan's like, man, I got to get him back to the hotel. And I'm kind of going, you know, you can just put him in because we're staying in a residence inn. So we each have our own room, and then there's the common area in the middle. And I told Donovan, I go, dude, that couch in the common area folds out to a bed.
Isn't he like 6'8"?
No, he's like 5'10".
Oh, I thought he was real tall.
Well, he's tall because of the fro. That was like a 9-inch fro. That,
like Chevy Chase and Fletch.
Yeah, back in the day.
That high fade.
So I told Donovan, put him in that bed. And so we get home, and Donovan is trying to get me, because Donovan swore he was fine. He could drive. And I'm like, no, we're not doing this. Not doing it. You know, this is just, you can shove him in a cab, but the thing is, if you would have put Kid in a cab, he would have never woken up out of the cab.
No,
and then
even
if he did, he wouldn't have been able to walk up to his hotel or find his room or any. He was shut down.
Yeah, there was no putting him in a cab.
No. So I didn't know what happened. Wake up this morning, and Donnie tells me that it went from bad to horribly wrong. He basically carries him up to his room, and Donovan forgets what I told him, that couch folded out into a bed, and Donovan just threw Kid down on his bed, and Donnie was like, I'll sleep on the couch. Well, Donnie never unfolded the couch. He slept there on that little 4.5-foot couch.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was too drunk to make a bed.
So...
Right?
He just throws Kid on his bed, and like 30 minutes after, he hears a thud.
Another one?
Kid fell off the bed. So Donnie has to go pick him up, and then Kid is making noise like he has to go to pee. And so Donnie brings him in the bathroom and says that, shuts the door, and he can hear like pee hitting the water and then hitting the walls and then hitting the tub everywhere.
God.
Yeah.
That's where I draw the line. I'm not helping any further.
Oh, yeah.
Than getting you in the bathroom. Whatever happens in there, that's on you.
So Donnie has to go in there and clean it all up and everything. And Donnie gets like 2 hours of sleep on a 4-foot couch. And Kid is out until whenever, I guess. But
well beyond 10 o'clock this morning, they said.
Yeah, yeah. It was a very interesting evening. It was fun.
Has anyone heard from him today?
Oh, yeah, he was on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was up here.
Yeah, he did. Why Today Doesn't Suck with us. So he came up here and hung out with us for a while and got on a couple different radio stations. But he's.
How's he looking?
The same. And he's ready to go again.
He's none the worse for the wear.
No,
he's
he
a professional.
Great. He is. He is a professional. He's going to whose party is it tonight?
Jay Glazer's.
Jay Glazer's place. Yeah, come on to the party. I'm like, man, I don't know.
What a douche fest that's going
to
be.
I don't know if I can make it to that party.
Right?
They're all the same. All these parties are the same. But he's friends with Jay. They live in the same neighborhood up in Hollywood. I guess go to the same bars and stuff, and so he's buddies with Jay, and he says that this will be a great party, but who knows? I mean, I would love to go, but at the same time, back-to-back just knocks me out.
No can do, man. Got to roll easy tonight.
Yeah, for sure. But it was an awesome night. You know what? Kid put it the best when he was here. He goes, look, now we got stories to tell 20 years from now. He goes, instead of always shaking hands after the media party and saying, well, that was certainly a wonderful evening, and I'll see you next year. Now we all have stories to tell.
Do we ever.
Yeah.
And audio to play.
Thank you, Vaporizer. God.
He loves that thing, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's good at it.
Did you sample?
We got to go.
Answer the question.
We have to go.
All right.
Yes or no?
Then I guess community quick hits are coming up here, right?
Yes, they are. And we'll talk about a police standoff in Irving involving pizza.
That's a yes.
This is...